Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Ruth, thank you very much for that. Now, recent annual crime figures released by the Central Statistics Office show there was a significant increase in theft offences from shops last year. Meanwhile, the retail industry say there can also be assaults and abusive behaviour towards retail staff associated with these thefts and in the normal course of their work. One Fianna Fáil senator thinks there should be specific offences for assaulting retail workers and has launched the Protection of Retail Workers Bill today. To discuss this, we're joined by the Bill's proposer, Senator Malcolm Byrne, and by CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, Jean McCabe, and you're both welcome to the programme this evening. And Malcolm, to yourself first, and can you tell me what you would expect this bill would do, and why do you think it must be a priority?
Good evening, Sarah, and good evening, Jean. The proposal within this bill is to create a standalone offence that deals with the problems of assaults or indeed abusive behaviour of retail workers. And as you say, we've seen an increase in this problem. Many of your listeners will probably recall the Primetime programme last year, which highlighted some of the problems that are faced by retail workers. A lot of the abuse that they receive, some of it is misogynistic and racist. But because you are often dealing with a lot of younger retail workers, they're often, you know, quite scarred by the experience. And we felt we've engaged, along with my Fianna Fáil Shannon colleagues, we engaged with RG Data. We've engaged also with a number of those in the retail sector to look at what action we can take to address this. So we've brought forward a bill that is creating, as I said, this standalone offence. It's based on a piece of legislation brought forward by a Scottish MSP, Daniel Johnson, and it has been operating quite successfully in Scotland, with the hope that by creating this additional offence, that it might deter some of the criminals, but more importantly, that it will give the guards an extra tool to be able to tackle
these small numbers. Do they need that? I wonder, you know, I mean, assault is against the law. So why it's already an offence to assault someone. So why does there need to be a specific offence against assaulting retail workers?
Well, this would also cover where we're dealing with abusive behaviour. And obviously, there's a criminal sanction that's involved here. But what you're talking about is for a lot of those retail workers, they're also engaging in, if you like, activity on behalf of the state. So often where they're challenged is where they require proof of age. So you're going into a shop, you're looking to purchase something. By law, we the state require that you prove your age. The retail worker asks and ends up getting, that there's a confrontation. A lot of abuse is passed on. Often as well, and one of the growing problems for retailers is the challenge of shoplifting. And this is somewhere where retail workers will challenge those who are engaged in the shoplifting, and they end up being subjected to a lot of abuse. So we're looking to create a standalone offence in these circumstances, and that because somebody's a retail worker, that, you know, if an assault occurs, that this would be regarded as an aggravating factor, the fact that they're simply attacking somebody because they're in their place of work. All workers deserve to be protected.
I'm with you on the aggravated abuse or aggravated assault. I understand that aspect of it. On the abuse part, I mean, I think being a retail worker is a very, very difficult job, because you often see irate customers for one reason or another tackling retail customers verbally or retail workers verbally about something that's gone wrong. They can't return an item or, I don't know, things like that. So where do you draw the line at people just being really annoyed at the service that they're getting and abuse?
So you can totally understand where somebody is annoyed, but nobody, and no matter where their place of work, should be subject to a lot of abuse. And retail shop owners will, protect their workers in this regard. But some of the abuse that we've seen, where it doesn't quite go as far as physical abuse, certainly comes very close. And when we see some of the language that's being directed, as I said, some of it racist and misogynistic, and there is a criminal level of proof that is required, then somebody should face sanction because of this.
So what is that? Can you explain that to me? Because I'm just trying to figure out where the line will be if this is now going to be, under your proposal, a new offence. You'll be breaking the law to be abusing retail workers. At what point do you go beyond being really annoyed to breaking the law? What do you have to do to break the law?
So, and you will be aware as well that Justice Minister Helen McEntee is now also considering how we can expand the use of antisocial behaviour orders to deal with some of this, which we would see as along the lines of what we're proposing here. So if, for instance, you know, I'm dissatisfied with customer service, I can go into the shop or, you know, that I'm not happy with the product I received, and I can communicate that and I can express that quite forcefully and quite strongly. However, that doesn't then justify, you know, obviously engaging in abuse that is directed against the individual because of, you know, their race, because of their skin colour, because of their ethnicity, or because of their gender. So certainly, where somebody starts to abuse somebody because of who they are, rather than, you know, because they're dissatisfied with the...
So is this sort of along the same lines as the hate speech legislation? So there will be certain categories of people that could fall in under the abuse.
No, it's not defined in that way. It's defined where you're talking about threatening, because what we are talking about is essentially threatening behaviour. Okay. So it's very different between somebody being particularly angry and then where we see threatening behaviour, which puts the retail worker into a position of fear. And I think most people will be aware of what we have been seeing in some of our shops. We need to protect our retail workers against what's going on right around the country.
All right, stay with us. We have Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellence, also on the line. And what's your reaction to this proposed law, Jean?
Good afternoon. Good evening at this stage, Sarah. Yeah, definitely a welcomed move, and certainly a move in the right direction. While there's a lot of things to be tackled to really counteract the amount of abuse and the challenging environment a lot of retailers have to work in, but certainly making more legislative is a welcome. And you know, it's all about now how is it enforced, and what's the expectation around sentencing and so forth. It certainly had an impact in Scotland, and I think we should expect a big increase in the amounts of reports of assault and threatening and abusive behaviour. I think in Scotland they saw a 50% increase that year, but I'm a big believer in what gets tracked, you know, gets noticed, and if it allows for greater resources then to try and tackle it, and if the justice system is behind it, I think it's certainly welcome.
You've previously described how there's kind of a revolving door, you think, when it comes to retail crime. You see someone in the shop in the morning causing trouble, they might be taken away by Gardaí, but then they appear back in the shop later that day. Is that the sort of thing that you would hope this bill might stop?
Well, it certainly will bring more awareness and more heat into it, and more of a focus. Look, at the justice system has got many factors contributing to it, and I think this is certainly one part of the piece of the puzzle. There's lots of other pieces that need to be put in place, and that involves a lot of different stakeholders getting involved, including the Gardaí, the justice system, retailers, retail environment. But from a government perspective, it's good to see that there's some movement and action in the area. And I welcome Malcolm's comments there about Helen McEntee looking to see how antisocial behaviours orders can be reinforced, because that's certainly a huge issue. And it's something that in REI we've been banging the door about. You know, we're tracking the numbers and stats when it comes to retail crime, but we're not looking at the antisocial behaviour piece and the abuse that retail workers are having to endure on a daily basis, unfortunately.
Yeah, indeed. We have a text here from one of our listeners saying this person's 35 years in retail. They say it's never been as bad. The level of abuse we're expected to take every day is unreal. Would that be similar to what you're hearing from your members, Jean, that it's never been this bad?
Absolutely, it really is. And I think anyone that stood behind a shop counter can't deny how it's escalated, especially since COVID. It's really got out of hand, but it's all about behaviour change. So if the objective here is to change behaviour, we ask the question, how do you change behaviour? You change behaviour by making it a consequence so that they don't do this again. So it has to be a hard line on how it's dealt with, and a zero tolerance approach to it.
And when you say they don't do this again, I suppose it's back to, again, just trying to understand exactly what is this? What is the behaviour? Can you give me some examples of the type of behaviour that you're seeing that is just unacceptable?
Yeah, look, you're seeing all sorts. You're seeing the direct not giving, not really caring about getting caught, whether they're stealing from a store or not. If a staff member even moves from around the counter, there's abuse being hurled at them. Then you've got the instances where you are on the front line, regards at the counter, customers not hearing what they want to hear, whether it's guard return or an exchange, and they're losing it. And I know that the conversation there is, how do you define that between being annoyed or being abusive? And I can tell you, from standing behind a shop counter myself, there is certainly a line there, and there's a lot of people that deal with it in a manner of respect towards the staff member, but then there's others that go too far beyond that. So it's about I think if there's a focus on it and it becomes an offence, people will be a lot more mindful of their own behaviours within the store environment and then being a bit more respectful towards retail.
Okay, just finally to yourself, Malcolm Byrne, you've just published this book. You mentioned that Primetime programme. That was actually a full year ago that Primetime programme was broadcast. And at that time, the Mandate Trade Union called on the government to introduce stronger laws to protect retail workers against abuse and assault. So 1 year later, we have this bill now. The likelihood of this getting through the House of the Oireachtas before the next general election are pretty slim, I'd have thought.
Well, what I'm hoping is in the context of the discussion that Minister McEntee is now having around strengthening ASBO's orders, that this would form part of it. The experience in Scotland, as Jean has said, it has been positive. And look, it's not going to be the golden solution. We do need more Gardaí on the streets. But people have to remember, shoplifting and antisocial behaviour within our retail environment, they're not victimless crimes. We all suffer as a result of that because of higher prices, because of the tight margins.
But getting this across the line is what I'm wondering.
Well, I think in the context where we're raising it is with Minister McEntee with regard to the antisocial behaviour action she's taking. Okay. We're asking, in terms of justice legislation that comes forward, that there are protections that are given to retail workers, including the standalone offence around assaults and abusive behaviours towards retail workers. We've got to stand up for our retail sector.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there for the moment. Thank you both for joining us, Malcolm Byrne and Jean McCabe.